says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. Finishing up the week here with our Friday, March 24th, 2017 show of the Trump Phenomenon. All three of us are here tonight. Paul Fromm in London, England. Welcome, Paul.
All right. Thanks, James.
You sound like you're just next door.
Well, you do too. And sometimes we have bad communications, but tonight's not one. And there's lots to report from over on this side of the big puddle.
All righty. And we'll get to that, folks. Obviously, everybody is aware of the terrorist attack right outside Big Ben, right outside the Houses of Parliament, and right on the Thames River there. My gosh, what a symbolic enactment of what's happening to our Western countries. And with us also from Maryland, our co-host George. George, thank you.
Hey, James, you want me to read the paragraph or wait until you start the show?
Well, let us, just a couple introductory things. This, for anyone who hasn't tuned in before, this is a live show. It's always a live show. It's always a lively show. In fact, we concluded the show last night with somebody who wanted to put on the gloves and get in the ring with me. And I forgot exactly who you were, but I'm ready to go. I'm laced up, ready to go. If you want to get into the show, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll take calls throughout the show. Some of the things we'll try to cover tonight, and we'd appreciate it if you could because of our short time allotment in the show, if you could stick to the topics that we're on in general, that would be great. We're going to talk about the of course, London and the terrorism in London. Paul Fromm will be giving us an eyewitness account from what's going on in London, what it's like out on the streets of London right now. Well, we will also cover the important news, of course, of the postponement of any vote on a replacement for Obamacare and the failure of Paul Ryan to be able to herd the cats together to come to a bill. He's had since November 8th to get something together. That's 5 months for Paul Ryan, and he's the Speaker of the House. It's his job to get things passed, and he failed at that. So there, the tom-toms are beating, and what do the drums say? Some of the drums are saying replace Paul Ryan. So we'll talk about that, an article on Breitbart spotted by George today. So we'll bring you that. And so that's two things to start out with today. We'll do that. I will bring up our caller board here and make sure I'm paying attention here to anybody that's calling in. It looks like the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's open with Paul, the hottest news, the events in London, England. Paul, what's it like on the streets of England, and what are our cousins our cousins in Britain saying?
Well, I had to travel across London today to do interviews with a potential political prisoner, Alison Chablot. She was supposed to go on trial today for under a private Jewish organization prosecution. It was a prosecution by the CAA. That's not the Canadian Auto Association. That's the Committee Against Anti-Semitism. Very well funded. And she was being prosecuted for posting on the internet several of her songs. One of them was "I'm a Survivor." And these were accused of being grossly offensive, whatever that means. Anyway, that prosecution was taken over by the Crown, the government, on the 7th of March. Well, that gave them a good opportunity to say, oh, we just got the file. We don't know. We need more time. So at the very last minute, while I was flying across the Atlantic on March 23rd, the Crown asked for a stay of proceedings until the 23rd of June, at which point there'll be some legal arguments. In the meantime, the judge in the case, a woman by the name of Dame Emma Arbuthnot, had been forced to recuse herself. And she had to recuse herself, which means take herself off the case, because in Anglo-Saxon law, and that holds in Canada and Britain and the United States, a judge has got to step down if there is a reasonable apprehension of bias. And that means not that there's actually proven bias, but a reasonable person would look at the situation and say, maybe this person cannot be objective. Well, what the defense had found out and had challenged Dame Emma with, and it took her until took her until earlier this week before she pulled herself off the case. It turns out that her husband was up until the last election a conservative member of parliament, had been the head of Conservatives for Israel. And incidentally, in case you think it's only the Conservatives that are supporters of the bandit state, there's also a group called Labor for Israel. Anyway, he was the chairman. Well, you might say, okay, well, that's her husband, but that's not the same as her. I mean, that we have this belief, rightly or wrongly, that partners in a marriage are independent. Well, it turns out they found several photos of her at Yad Vashem in Israel, with her Conservative Party badge on, Conservatives for Israel. She's in there. She's a supporter of, the bandit state. Now, this whole case centers around so-called anti-Semitism and Alison Chablot's satirical songs about survivors and Elie Wiesel and things like that. So under great pressure, she had to recuse herself. So now there's a new judge. What is meant, though, is that this case will not be heard. Well, there'll be legal arguments in late June, and that'll be they'll be over whether or not the British courts have any jurisdiction, because these posts were actually made in Switzerland. So, does a British court have jurisdiction over a post that was made in Switzerland? That'll be argued on the 23rd of June, if. Depending on the decision there, the case may go ahead in mid-July. Now, it's kind of good news and bad news. It's good news that there's been a couple of reversals. It's bad news in that the tension, the pressure continues. And I think many of these free speech cases are really not an abuse of process, but an abuse by process. So I traveled to interview Alison today, and at the same time, I interviewed a man by the name of Vincent Renard, who's probably France's second most famous revisionist. He's was a former political prisoner in France. He's now in exile in Britain. And I had a very good interview. But in the course of going there, I went through a train station and through several tube or subway stations, and there is a big police presence everywhere. Britain is on alert. And yet there's a weird schizophrenia the establishment newspapers are saying, you know, we're all united, you know, terrorism won't win, you know, we will, you know, continue our daily practice, etc. Okay, so far, you know, so good. I agree with that as far as it goes, but, you know, we're all united. In fact, of course, there's a large faction of Muslims who are not united, who hate Britain and who support the terrorists. Not all Muslims, of course, but many. But according to the mainline press, you know, everybody but these odd, weird extremists. It turns out that the man who was shot and killed was a Pakistani radical Islamist who had been on the MI5 watch list, but had somehow slipped off and had recently, I guess, flipped out, decided to go down in a blaze of mayhem, and rented from Enterprise the SUV that was the 4x4, which was used to drive along the sidewalk, more or less, of Westminster Bridge, hitting numerous civilians. And then he stopped just outside the House of Commons and with two knives attacked police, killed one officer, and then was shot and killed himself. Much of the coverage, I mean, in fact, most of it deals with, you know, all the bravery. And yes, it was bravery. And the sadness and the shock people felt and you know, all these very human things. And, you know, I don't deny that. But very little emphasis on this guy himself. There have also been 10 other arrests of people who were known to be associated with him. Now, no information as to whether associated, or they just meet in people on his email. None of that's come out yet. But the overall emphasis of the establishment press is he's a, you know, sort of a weirdo. But all good Muslims are condemn this, and we're all in this together, and it's all one big happy multicultural family. Well, it isn't. But that's the official lies that are being put out. Just as in the United States after 9/11, we were told that Islam was a religion of peace, a religion of peace, and that has remained the political establishment or elite line, Democrat and Republican, until Donald Trump came along and so rudely pointed out that a good number of Muslims are not into this religion of peace stuff.
And, you know, and folks, how wrong Theresa May has it. The point of, you had his name last night, Mahmoud, the Pakistani who committed these murders. The point, the obvious point, is that a large part of the population that's invaded Britain is at war with the native, as you say, the founder settler. Well, they're not settlers. They're the founder people, of Britain.
Who gave us our Magna Carta, our basic legal system, our political system. And I know, you know, the American political system is a little different from the parliamentary system. It's a modification, but it's still representative government. It's not ruled by some whack job mullah or something. And it's a rule of law, and it's a rule that, or it's a regime that recognizes individual rights, that we have rights, not granted by not depending on how much we prostrate ourselves to Allah, but yes. We have rights as human beings.
And the syndrome that we have to snap out of, folks, not the folks in this audience, but what we have to help our cousins. I like the way Sam Dixon put it, that we're basically we're psychologists for the rest of our people, holding their hands, trying to get them to wake up and realize, get in touch with their environment. We've got to hold the hands of our kinsmen, folks, and get them to realize this is a war. It's not, we're not going to let this unusual incident disturb our society. We're going to go right back to work tomorrow morning, and we're going to, we're going to be happy, and we're going to smile at all of these invaders in our country, only one of whom wanted to kill us. That's the only one, and he's now dead. So we're going to smile at all the rest of them. No, Theresa May, you don't get it. This population is at war with us, and we need to wake up to that fact and then do as Donald Trump is doing. Stop them at our border, deny them access to our countries, get the ones that are here illegally that we can, or legally or illegally, get the ones that we can get out of here, get them out of here. And what's so cruel about sending them back to their homes? We were going to send them back to their homes, to where they came from, to the nation they abandoned. They bailed out on their own nation. That seems kind of a wimp out, doesn't it? 26-year-old young men, strapping, healthy young men, bailing out on their own country and calling themselves refugees, and then turning up in Britain and raping, spending most of their time raping the white girls of Britain. That's a great report, Paul, and we'll come back to that. We've got some callers who may be calling on that. We'll see. We've got two callers, Christopher on the West Coast and Tom in Florida. Let's start with you, Christopher. If you're there, you're on the air.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for your format. You know, you're the only really internet-dedicated site to our new president and to his progress. You know, I've got to say that you've got these Republicans, because they're so indebted through lobbyists and have had their hands greased for so long. You know, it looked like Trump had a quorum, you know, with the House and the Senate and the majority thereof, but they're so entrenched, you know, that they don't want their apple cart overturned, so they just assume nuts to the American people. They'd rather just go back to the way everything was and would have been if you would have got that woman to rule over us. And our president's hands are kind of tied. I would urge everybody to call their, you know, I mean, you've got McCain, you know, a perennial loser. He wasn't a war hero. You've got Lindsey Graham, homosexual. You know, you've got the rest of these clowns. The Mitch McConnell with the triple chin. You know, it's like trying to scrape S with a hit off the waffle of your tennis shoe. You're not getting rid of it, see? And I, frankly, I've had enough, to the point where we get a duly elected president in there, and everything. See, people are perishing, like in the book of Hosea, for lack of understanding. They don't realize that there's a problem. They want everything and all the entitlements that aren't given. Now, getting to the, you know, we're at least Trump's trying to vet these Syrians and so forth, but I don't think the vetting's working. How about just a moratorium on the influx?
Yes, just shut it down. Just shut it down. Now, Christopher, you've given us a great lead in here to an important article on Breitbart today. And here's this article. And this is, I think this is a good takeaway from the failure of who failed here, who failed to get to organize a replacement for Obamacare, who failed over 5 months. Well, it was Paul Ryan, the man who had such a hard time endorsing Donald Trump, and who clearly has been dragged kicking and screaming all the way through participation in the Trump revolution. So here it is. A Breitbart exclusive. And when they say exclusive, it means something. It means that somebody in the White House may be connected to Stephen Bannon, who was the editor of Breitbart. He's now the chief strategist at the shoulder of Donald Trump all the time. So, yes, are they getting exclusives at Breitbart? Are we getting the inside skinny? Yes, we are. Here's what they say. Discussion about GOP replacement to Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House intensifies in the White House and in Congress. Republican officials in Congress and the White House are now openly discussing finding a GOP replacement to Representative Paul Ryan, Republican of Wisconsin, as Speaker of the House. After Ryan, see, I like how they personalize it here, Ryan failed to pass the American Health Care Act out of the House and misled the public and President Donald Trump when he promised repeatedly the bill would pass. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd like to. No, go ahead.
Well, please. We'll have a break here. We'll come back to this, and we'll come back to you, Christopher. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Christopher from the West Coast. And I was reading, Christopher, something you led into perfectly, which is an article on Breitbart. And, folks, this is a stinging rebuke to Paul Ryan because it's coming. Just think about this. Stephen Bannon is not an advisor to Donald Trump. He is the man at his right shoulder. And he is the idea man, number one idea man in the Trump administration. He's the editor, former editor of Breitbart, moved directly from Breitbart to Trump's team. So, what's going on with Breitbart and Trump? Well, the same sort of thing, only in a good sense now, that was going on in the past between Obama and the New York Times and between Obama and the Washington Post. It was a hand in glove operation. Well, hey, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Turnaround is fair play. Breitbart and the Trump administration are operating hand in glove. Wonderful. And this is now our media. Well, continue with the article. Because here's a stinging comment here that Ryan, notice they say Ryan failed to pass the American Health Care Act. So they're singling him out. They said he also misled the public and President Donald Trump when he promised repeatedly the bill would pass. Folks, you might as well regard those words as coming from Donald Trump's lips. Ryan was caught on an audio file from October obtained by Breitbart and published a couple of weeks ago saying he is, quote, not going to defend Donald Trump, not now, not in the future, unquote. While the audio file, I'll skip the details. Many allies of the president and several White House officials over the weeks since have confirmed to Breitbart News that the president is concerned that Ryan may not have his or his agenda's best interests at heart. Now, folks, this is not just from anybody. Breitbart, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump. You know, there's the chain of connection right there. So the little birdie that told Breitbart that, let me get to it here, the president is concerned that Ryan may not have his or his agenda's best interests at heart. Oh, folks, that's the axe. Paul, do you agree? That's the axe coming down.
This is fatal. If he's lost the confidence of the president, wow.
Ryan's failure, it continues to deliver the votes on health care, cement Trump's skepticism of Ryan, they say. And then here's a quote from, this is a quote from a source close to President Trump. Well, who might that be? I don't know. Steve Bannon, maybe? Quote, this is another example of the staff not serving the president well. And the weakness of the Paul Ryan speakership, a source close to President Trump told Breitbart News, quote, this calls into question once again the speaker's commitment to supporting Donald Trump and his agenda, unquote. Speaker Ryan proved today that he does not have the best interests of the president at heart, said another source close to the president. Okay. And unlike, you know, you might read in some magazine where, you know, people all the time, they say, we learn from a source. And of course, they might be making it up. Breitbart ain't making it up here, folks. They've got a source, and that source is close to the president. And it continues. He sold out the president and showed his word can be taken with a grain of salt. There is only one course of action that should be taken to move past this catastrophe, and that is the swift removal of Paul Ryan from the speakership, unquote. White House sources tell Breitbart News that the president is very frustrated with Ryan and feels that Donald Trump, saved Ryan multiple times already. After the election in November, it was widely reported that there were enough Republican votes to remove Ryan as speaker. And the only reason conservatives kept him is that Trump won the election and embraced Ryan. A couple more sentences in this. Christopher, if you're still there, I'd love to hear another comment from you.
I'm right here. I would. Yes.
After this break, Christopher, thank you for waiting. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for listening. We've got Christopher on the West Coast holding so patiently, Christopher. And boy, I want to go back to that Breitbart article. This is a hammer blow. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of hammer blows, we'll get to a man who threw the hammer, Bob Mathias, in just a moment. I'll weave that in just a moment. But here we are at Breitbart. A senior GOP aide questioned whether Ryan has the chops to continue in the position. And then he says, quote, this is, you know, a lot of top people are being quoted here. A tale as old as time. Our establishment leadership continue advocating for moderate pieces of legislation after ignoring conservative input, the Senate aide said. How can President Donald Trump trust Speaker Paul Ryan in the future after this failure? If he couldn't deliver on something so simple as repealing Obamacare, will he be able to deliver on a complex piece of legislation? Unquote. House Republicans are questioning whether Ryan can remain as Speaker after this abysmal failure. And then it goes on and on. And then it says it has gotten so far along in the process that alternative names are being thrown around. Anyone from House Freedom Caucus Chairman Representative Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina. I won't read all the names. Daryl Issa, a Republican of California. Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee. And a bunch of them. Nobody has yet emerged as an official challenger. All it's going to take is a blessing from Donald Trump, and that challenger will be, of course.
How many votes were they shy, do you think?
I haven't read an analysis of that, but it was a clear enough number. And there were, that he just failed. He just failed to put, it wasn't just a lack of marshaling the votes. It looks like the bill was very defective. The bill that Ryan put together, Ryan Care, had all sorts of problems. It was not well thought out. And so the leadership.
Or maybe failure, it was, James. Maybe it was, well.
Yeah.
Well, not yes. Mr. Conspiracy, but that 10 days ago when Rand Paul came out and said, we have the votes, that was like 1974. Mr. Nixon, we have the votes. We have the votes to sink the Ryan Care, and they just did.
Yes. Yes. Well, Rand Paul was right, and Donald Trump has been calling him my friend Rand Paul in recent weeks. There's another story out there, and Christopher, I hope this ties in with something you're thinking, but let's go back to Christopher, who's been waiting patiently. Christopher, your next thought, sir.
Well, my friends, plural, all of you, I'd like to. I agree with Breitbart. You know, they murdered Breitbart, but it continues on through his format. I'd like to shift gears if I could very quickly. I really like this president. He's a breath of fresh air, and he says America first, but he's so indebted somehow to the uppercase caps, the counterfeit state of Israel. I'm wary that he will do their bidding, and we will lose. I'm tired of fighting wars for the counterfeit state of Israel, and have to send that out.
Yeah, Christopher, let me allay your fears. Donald Trump has done several things that are astounding to hear from an American president vis-a-vis Israel. One of them was that to Netanyahu's face, he said, cut it out on the settlements in the West Bank. No American president has had the brass to say that to an Israeli leader. Donald Trump has also said, remember the Iraq war was very, very largely sponsored by Israel. Many people, I think, rightly called it a war for Israel. Donald Trump,
excuse me, but the reason why we went to war and turned Iraq into a glass parking lot and shut their water off is because they didn't want our petrodollar. They didn't want our fiat Federal Reserve note, which is worthless.
Well, that's one reason. But I think a more compelling reason is that the state of Israel wanted chaos in the Middle East. The state of Israel did not want a strong leader in Saddam Hussein in Iraq. They did not want strong leaders in Jordan or Syria. Bashar al-Assad, the same deal. He's a strong leader. I don't think Israel wants any strong leaders anywhere in its neighborhood. And so they're willing to use the United States as a proxy.
They don't want leaders anywhere in the world, James.
Yes.
No. So absolutely right, friend.
Here's where Donald Trump comes into the picture. All the way back when people were talking about weapons of mass destruction, neocons were talking about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and lying through their teeth, and our intelligence community were lying through their collective teeth. Donald Trump from Trump Tower in New York City was saying, I don't like it. I don't like it. This is a bad idea. And he has stuck to that all these years. He has stuck to being a peace an advocate for peace in the Middle East, and that these wars, these perpetual wars in the Middle East, which he has, again, I think allaying your fears, Christopher, he has said, what are these wars in the Middle East? Look at the guts this took to take. You know, a lot of Americans lost their lives in those wars. And Donald Trump's a huge supporter of the military, no greater supporter as an American president ever. But, you know, all those men who lost their lives, that's a hard thing to say, that you guys fought for nothing. That's a hard thing to say to great men.
And you're right.
It was for nothing.
It is. He did say that. He criticized those wars and said those wars were a waste of time, sports fans.
And
a lot of people died, came back without arms and legs. How about that, George Bush? And how about that, Dick Cheney, and all your friends over there? So, yeah, Donald Trump, he did say that.
You're right. You're right on target. It made me sick when the chimpanzee George Bush Jr. looked under the desk and told the press, "Well, gee, there's no weapons of mass destruction under here. Oh, let's look under the lamp. Oh, there's nothing over there." It was like a joke.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember
funny.
That
ha
scene?
Ha. Yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Very,
Bush.
Very funny. Very funny.
Yeah. A lot of men died. You killed a lot of men. You should be in jail. And even stronger language than, you know, died for nothing. Donald Trump said, look, $6 trillion burned, $6 trillion wasted. And he said, we could have completely rebuilt America's infrastructure, not once, not twice, with $6 trillion. He said, and he knows building. He knows what building is. We could have rebuilt America's infrastructure 3 times.
Yeah, let's just rebuild it once and take care of our vets that are languishing in despair.
So, and what is this now looking forward? What does this mean for our future? Obama, you know, burned trillions of dollars in the Middle East through his 8 years, as did Bush ahead of him. Will Donald Trump burn trillions of, just as again, to address your very reasonable fears, Christopher, will Donald Trump be an Israeli sock puppet and burn trillions of dollars in the Middle East in his 8 years in the presidency? No.
I hope not.
He won't. He won't. He won't. He is going to be a peace president. There's so much evidence of that. And he has said it himself. I am a peace candidate. I will be a peace president. We'll get into that. That's a great topic to discuss because I think it's one of the real things that caught my attention. And thank you for mentioning this show and my co-host here as being very early, actually first out of the gate as a media program, saying Trump's the real deal. Get on the Trump train. And we even titled our show, you know, The Trump Phenomenon, because we recognized way back right after Donald Trump announced this guy's very likely going to go all the way through the primaries, through the general election, will be president for 8 years, and is the most important political event in any of our lives. I don't care whether you're young or old, nothing in your political life will change the future of your descendants any more than Donald Trump.
You're right. Jamie, you're right. And you know what, John Stadtmiller, I heard him say this. I can verbatim, I can't quote it, but he said something to the effect of, we'll see what happens insofar as keeping James Kelso's show going. But I think you're going to be a mainstay because you're a good barometer, my friend.
Well, I talked with John about this because he was, you know, I love John, and I love RBN and what he's the genius that created it. We only have a show here because of John Stadtmiller. But, you know, that to some, it would be very reasonable to think, well, Kelso was taking a long shot there when he said Trump's going to win the primaries. He's going to wipe out these 16 other candidates. He's going to take down Hillary Clinton. He's going to survive, you know, he's going to stay alive. You know, all of that's a little bit too much of a miracle to hope for. And most people, you know, it's very reasonable to think, you know, Kelso's, he's whistling past the graveyard here. So maybe it was great foresight on my part. Maybe it was great, divine intervention for America.
It was providence, yeah. My friend, and I welcome you to RBN. I'm glad you're going to stick around. I think John's mind is made up that we need you as that barometer and to watch what Trump does, because I really believe you're unbiased. But just, my friend, if I could add this once again, the caveat that watch Israel. It's counterfeit. It's a counterfeit state. They haven't been able to trace their lineage since Titus in 70 AD leveled Jerusalem and all the records were lost.
Well, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, boy, we could go on. There's so many evidences that Donald Trump gave that he is his own man, completely independent, defying Netanyahu. You know, he, you know, right after meeting with Netanyahu, he invited the leader of the Palestinian Authority to come to visit him in the White House, called him up. You know, no other American president has done this. No leader of the Senate or the House. So it is a remarkably independent, remarkably a patriotic man, and
he really is. And you know, the Jewish people and the Palestinians—they're all Semites, stemming from the line of Shem. After Cain killed Abel, Adam and Eve had Shem, and they are that's the good line, and that's the Shemite line. And to say that someone's anti-Semitic is—it's an oxymoron. But I'll tell you what. I'll leave you with this.
Well, you know, one of the strengths, Christopher, of Donald Trump has been that it's really, really impossible for anybody to call Donald Trump anti-Semitic, because as a New York developer and a builder, he has had to work in very friendly terms with so many very powerful Jews, and he has some very powerful Jews as very close friends. So it's impossible to call Donald Trump anti-Semitic, and this is one of the reasons, because it hasn't been possible to smear him in this way and in some other ways. It hasn't been possible to call him a racist. It hasn't been possible to make it stick on him that he's a misogynist, because he was the first to put women in very powerful positions in his business empire. So those may be definitely some of the reasons why he actually is our president. Christopher, thank you so much for calling. Please call back in the future, and let me rush through the few remaining minutes we have. All right, folks, I want to cover one other story here very briefly, and that is that a very important man, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Devin Nunes of Tulare, California, another bombshell is that he has said that Donald Trump, that the intelligence community, people who want to sack Donald Trump, are in place in the intelligence community, and he was in fact being surveilled, and the so-called Russian investigation, this is a hoax. Sean Hannity had Devin Nunes on last night, and right after our show. That was a powerful thing, and then I said I'd connect Bob Mathias here. Well, who is Devin Nunes? He represents the Central San Joaquin Valley district that was formerly represented by U.S. Olympian Bob Mathias during the Reagan governor years, gubernatorial years from 67 to 75. And who was Bob Mathias? He won at 17 years old in London, England, Paul. Bob Mathias won the decathlon gold medal, the 1948 Olympics. And an amazing, amazing American hero. In some of the events, in the shot put, Bob Mathias, who won with record numbers, he was so young, he didn't actually know the rules of the shot put at the Olympics. And so he was almost disqualified in a couple of events simply for not even knowing the rules. And yet he beat all his opponents. He bettered that 4 years later in the Helsinki Olympics in 1952, setting an all-time record now at the age of 21. But Bob Mathias was congressman from the same district as Devin Nunes. And let's just listen for a moment. We'll just have a chance here for a second to listen to Devin Nunes. Here he is with Sean Hannity. If we can get it to play for us.
But he was picked up, at least in an incidental way. Can you give us more detail about it? Well, it's tough for me to get into it, right, because I've only read the report, so I don't know all the intelligence that went into it. But to me, it's clear that I would be concerned if I was the president, and that's why I wanted him to know. And I felt like I had a duty and obligation to tell him because, as you know, he's been taking a lot of heat in the news media. And I think to some degree, there are some things that he should look at to see whether, in fact, he thinks the collection was proper or not.
All right. What about this process? Because we got to go back. I think you would agree with me that the mask. Now, hardly. We just got a brief taste of it there. But the significance is this. Representative Nunes did a very patriotic and patriotic thing and courageous thing. He took intelligence that was shown to him to Donald Trump directly, and he's really pushed back against this fake assault against Donald Trump from within the intelligence community. We've got a break here. Then we'll have one more segment. We may be able to get to Haas in Nebraska, Tom in Florida. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our last segment.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We know that's a felony. You agree that's a felony?
Sure, Doug.
Last question. We're back, folks. We've just got one short little segment. I'm going to have to leave some callers with rain checks for our Sunday show, including you, Tom, in Florida. My apologies, sir. And maybe you, Haas, in Nebraska, also Christopher on the West Coast. Thank you very much for stopping in with us. I just want to close with this little quote. This is from Devin Nunes, Congressman, Republican, courageous from California. to Larry, home of Bob Mathias. And this, what now comes up, Nunez is changing the focus to being, who are the felons inside the intelligence community and who are the felons inside the left-wing media who leaked classified information about Donald Trump's conversations with presidents, with world leaders, Mike Flynn's communications. These were classified communications. Listen to Sean Hannity last night asks the pertinent question about the felonies. Here he is.
Who was at least knowledgeable of the information that eventually got leaked.
One last question. In terms of the ability, if you look at the leak of General Flynn, we know that's a felony. You agree that's a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that would have to come, could this happen at a low level, or is this something that would have to happen at a very high level, meaning a director or just below a director? In other words, who would actually have access to that type of intelligence?
Well, as we, if we do expect that his name was unmasked, I think the key would be able to figure out who actually unmasked the name and who requested that unmasking. There has to be a record of that. Once we can get a hold of that, we'll know a lot more from there.
Yeah, and so...
And we'll know who to try and who to send to jail. So this is great, Paul and George. Devin Nunez has, and that Nunez name is a Portuguese name. His family is a third-generation farming family. From the San Joaquin Valley, from the Azores, of Portuguese descent. So Nunez has turned it around, and now you've got people, high-level people who did this leaking, who are felons, who should go to jail. They're going to be running for cover, which should take should tremendously help our president.
They'll be scurrying for cover, Gene.
And we're gonna scurry folks for cover as we head for the break between our the next show and ours here. We hope you stay tuned to RBN, as we always do. The great programming here that John Stadtmiller's lined up on RBN. Please keep the American Freedom Party in mind. Paul Fromm is our international advisor, working on a great book on South Africa that we're so eager to get printed and out to you. And we're at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I think it was fast-paced, and we covered a few good things.
Thanks, Jamie.
A pretty good counterpunching week for Donald Trump.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be back with you folks on Sunday. We come to you 6 days a week. Sunday, we're here from 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast time. So we hope you'll be with us. And callers who we missed, we've got rain checks for you on Sunday, 3 hours in which we can take all the comments that you wanted to give us. And then we move on. Donald Trump, we'll move on to some elements of his agenda, like tax cuts that will be very exciting stuff for the American people. See you on Sunday, folks. So long.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.